Typically, I'll begin my day with my Bible, spend about 15 minutes at my devotions, and for all sorts of reasons, that makes the rest of the day proceed more effectively. Then I'll go and have some breakfast, and after breakfast, I'll be deciding the priorities that I need to apply for my main activity, my work as a financial planner. I may have appointments to go to during the day, and if I do, I'll certainly be spending quite a time, probably about an hour for each one, preparing for those appointments. But I'm also involved in quite a lot of volunteer activity, and I like to mix those and my main job together in a sort of a seamless flow. So I don't just spend the main working part of my day doing the financial stuff and then do the volunteer stuff in the evening. I'm much more comfortable with just mixing it up as it goes along. So if I'm checking my emails, they may have come in from a variety of activities that I'm involved in. This keeps me fresh and able to take almost a new look. And this means that as I change from activity to activity, it's almost like taking a holiday, and I can come fresh to the new thought processes, and I think do a better job for that reason.
So tell me what it's like to work with different people on the same day.
Again, I find that a pleasant challenge. You never know who's going to be phoning you up, and I just try and be polite and friendly to all of them. And the fact that one may be to do with one part of my life and another with another part doesn't faze me in the slightest. Quite the opposite. I find it very attractive to work in that sort of way. I do find that this routine means that I may be working rather strange hours. For example, I may still at midnight be doing work to do with planning for my next day's financial appointments, and in the middle of the morning I may decide to go shopping or getting a haircut when other people are at their desks. Again, this suits me, and the company I work for is incredibly accommodating and allowing its employees to work in that sort of way. The idea of sitting at a desk all day stopped appealing to me when I was about 36, and I'm a lot older than that now.